The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everybody. So glad that you could all join us for this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello here on Voice America Health Channel. My name is Dr. Vijaya Nair, and you can call me Dr. Vijay. And together with me, my co-host, Dr. H. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. This is a beautiful day out here in sunny New York.
Well, it's always sunny here in Palm Springs, California. We get a little temperature like 114, 116, but this is good. You know, I'm really excited not only for our guests that we're going to have today, but the fact that our show last week, which was our first show, that we covered so much information about, you know, your book and my books and how our books are available through Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And you gave away, which is really cool, you gave away a bunch of your books, and people called in very quickly.
We were very thrilled. We got lots and lots of emails, and we are very grateful for the kind of support that we have been receiving, and we have so much to share today. How do you want to tell us about a little bit about the current news that you have picked up and you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, this is really interesting. I received this the other day. BBC the News gives a lot of information. This is a UK, United Kingdom Food Research Lab, recently reported that almonds, specifically the skin of almonds, can reduce inflammation, boost immune response, and fight off viruses. Hmm. But here's the catch. Okay. Well, actually, let's go back a little bit, too, because I want to talk about specifically raw almonds. They're packed with antioxidants, magnesium, calcium, protein, fiber, living enzymes. And a study that was done last year with humans, not with test tubes, interesting, huh, showed that eating almonds with a meal may help insulin response. But here's the catch, and the story goes on with it. The fact, you know, that almonds were brought in from Spain a couple hundred years ago through the missionaries in California. And California flourishes the highest amount of almonds, you know, in the world, over 1 billion pounds. So two small outbreaks of salmonella in 2001 and 2004 were attributed to raw almonds. So what do, everybody? We panic and we say, now all almonds have to be thrown away. So what happened was that the Almond Board of California wildly overreacted and proposed a mandatory, are you ready for this, Dr. Vijay?
Yes.
Sterilize all raw almonds produced in California for U.S. consumption. You see, the other countries outside the United States, they're smarter than us. They don't buy the stuff that's been irradiated or chemically treated. So what's happening is that irradiation exposes food products to extremely high levels of radiation that kills bacteria, parasites, and fungus. But animal studies have shown that radiation may promote chromosome damage, cancer, and other damaging effects to humans. And chemical pasteurization process may be more dangerous. The technique is called propylene oxide fumigation, which utilizes a chemical compound that is classified by the EPA as a carcinogen. So I'll say this again. The government is saying that we need to pasteurize our raw almonds with this chemical, propylene oxide fumigation, which the EPA says is a carcinogen for humans, of course. So what do? The FDA has decided that irradiated, or propylene oxide fumigated almonds can be labeled as raw.
Hmm.
without notifying consumers that a sterilization process has been used. In other words, we've been blatantly betrayed again by the agency. So what I do when I go, because we live in California, it's in our backyard, I go to my local health food store, and they have raw almonds that are grown, you know, within the area, so they're not pasteurized, nor radiated, nor fumigated, nor anything.
You know, I think this is such an invaluable lesson for all of us and for our listeners who are listening in, that to shop as much as possible in the natural farmers market and local producer, to consume local produce as much as possible, because you actually know, if you know the farmers, if you have a relationship with the farmers and you trust that they are using organic, methods of cultivation of their foods and what you're putting on your table, that's invaluable. Rather than having foods that are grown thousands of miles and you're buying it at groceries and, you know, you don't know what's going on in the foods and how they prepare it and grow it.
I was going to jump in and say real quickly that I learned through the years that if I'm buying honey, I buy honey that has been raised, you know, by the bees locally. If I'm looking for goat milk or goat butter or goat cheese or goat yogurt, mm-hmm. if you're able to have a goat farm nearby, to get, you know, it goes back to the old times of what you grow and what you raise locally. That's the healthiest for all of us. So if you want me to, I'll be glad to send you, Dr. Vijay, some excellent almonds that haven't been fumigated or pasteurized. I'll send them up to New York.
You know, many people know my love for natural, you know, products and fruits and vegetables grown on people's backyards, especially friends. And we have a beautiful, wonderful, delicious Californian avocados, you know, sent over, overnighted by somebody who's really, really dear and really wants us to experience what the difference is getting, picking up an avocado and tasting it, biting into it, as opposed to just getting something that's so tasteless and, you know, it's not as nourishing as you would like it to be with all the pesticides sprayed on it. So, yes, I'm never going to turn that request down. But I'd like to also, you know, leading on, talk about what's happening in the news. And we talk a lot about giving people choices, Dr. H, in our show. We give, you know, listeners a variety of choices and possible solutions. We raise more questions sometimes than even solutions, because we talk about relationships, we talk about health and well-being. And one of the things that, you know, really sings in my heart, and a melody that sings in my heart, and Dr. H's as well, is this whole concept of prevention. And our next guest, and we're very excited to have him on with us, Dr. Bernie Siegel. Dr. Bernie Siegel is a world-renowned authority. For more than 20 years, Dr. Siegel has, or Bernie as he likes to be called, has spent a time educating cancer patients and people with all kinds of, you know, health challenges and their families and the survivors, the importance of the spiritual life, in using your mind and body, in combination with, you know, the best of conventional medicines, in facing and recovering from cancer and from other chronic illnesses. So in the next segment, after we come back from the break, we will be talking very shortly about Dr. Siegel's new book called Faith, Hope, and Healing. And you will learn so much about how the experiences of others can help you, you know, and inspire you to recognize the cancer or chronic illnesses, any disease state, as a wake-up call that leads you to seek the nourishment, the life-sustaining nourishment, what he calls the cancer, the survivor guides and the codes, that you can lead a more authentic and fulfilling life today and the years to come. And no matter how whatever that we do in our lives is how we live it. And we are very excited to have him on. The other thing I want to announce to our listeners is that we are still giving away free copies of the book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, where I talk about the evidence-based anti-inflammatory healing remedies. And this books will be given away to listeners who call in or email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. If we're going to be asking a question towards the later part of the show, and if you get the right answer, and the answers will be based on questions we're going to ask during the show, and you get give us your address and your contact information, and we'll send you the free book. All right, and I just also want to lead in on to something very important that we'll be discussing more with our guests in a couple of minutes, and that is the incidence of, you know, cancers around the world, Dr. H. We're finding that the cancers, they did a BBC actually reported this. There was a study done by Cancer Research UK, and they compared incidence of cancers in countries, more than 30 countries around the world for more than 30 years. I think it's actually more than 100 countries over a period of time, 25, 30 years. And they found that countries who have populations who practice, who eat traditional diets, you know, fermented soy, turmeric, and, you know, herbs, and the way they prepare their foods in traditional ways, they have less incidence of cancers than what we in the Western countries are eating. You know, the processed foods, like Dr. H pointed out, irradiated foods, genetically modified foods, and also other chronic, you know, other lifestyle changes that are detrimental to our health. So it's very interesting that the back of my book, The Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, I show you a world map, what this study, the Cancer Report Study, Cancer Research UK Report Study says, that the incidence, for example, in cancers in developed countries, in Western countries, is, you know, it's like one in three. And this is shocking. And, you know, whereas countries that are having traditional diets and practicing traditional lifestyle have a much, much less incidence of cancer. So that's you know, that piece of the news that we want to bring to people is that we can practice prevention. And the, both the National Cancer Institute and National Institute of Health have repeatedly said that two-thirds of cancers can be prevented by diet and lifestyle changes, mainly smoking and, you know, getting rid of and getting a handle on obesity and other stressors in our life. So, Dr. H, you have worked so much in this area as well. What do you have to say about all these findings, you know, about prevention? Is there hope over the horizon that, you know, we don't have to be, that the statistics don't have to go crawl up from one in three, you know, for lifetime risk of cancer to one in two? Is there any hope for the rest of us?
Well, it's interesting. We're going to be going to a break in a few seconds, but you were on a roll. I was awesome just listening to you, so this is good. The fact that it's interesting that BBC seems to give us more news than we get news in the United States is a little scary, because through the years I picked up a lot of, you know, cutting edge news. But yeah, this is reality, and you know, Bernie will talk about this too. The situation where at one time when I wrote one of my books called Cancer Disarmed, it was one out of three books. I mean, it's one out of three people with cancer. Pretty soon it's going to be one out of two. So it's there. It's how we deal with this. And then when we go to break, we'll be doing, talking to Bernie to learn how to overcome, to learn how to share our experience, strength, and joy, have hope and have faith towards the fact that whatever type of condition that's affecting us and the families too, how we can overcome this and how we can get to a place of acceptance. I mean, that's the whole key word, acceptance.
I think it's fabulous. And so with that, we're going to be leading into our break. We'll see you after the break with Dr. Bernie Siegel. So stay around.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVASupplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health.
Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show with Dr. Vijaya and Dr. H and Dr. Howard Piper. And our special guest today is Bernice Siegel with his book, Faith, Hope, and Healing. And boy, do I have a ton of questions, a ton of questions. So I guess first things first, why the book? Why the book?
Well, what I would like is for people to learn from those who have gone through difficulties. As Hemingway said, the world breaks everyone. Some of us become strong at the broken places. But why wait to break down to learn something? Why not read and learn from the wisdom of those who have been there? And so that could be, you know, from Buddha to the Bible to whatever you want, but to learn how to deal with adversity and difficulties. And so Faith, Hope, and Healing has, various stories. I mean, I have an introduction and a conclusion. I have plenty to say. And after each story is my reflection. And that word also is important. I want people to understand. After each story, I look at what is it teaching us. But the reason I use the term reflection comes from the wisdom that I learned from reading the story, The Ugly Duckling. And as crazy as that may sound, why would that simple story? But and it relates to cancer, and what you were talking about before I became on. Your mother rejects you. You're thrown out of the house. But the ugly duckling does not spend his life bitter and resentful. And feeling inadequate. And to quote a patient, my mother's words were eating away at me and maybe gave me cancer. The ugly duckling quietly goes off on his own. He keeps his mind quiet. He keeps his life quiet. So the water is still, and he looks and he sees I'm a swan. And there's another story that Joseph Campbell shares of a tiger who dies giving birth. And so the tiger is brought up by goats that the mother was chasing. And, he thinks he's a goat until another tiger comes along and says, "What's the matter with you? Why are you eating grass? Why are you living here?" He says, "Come over here." And he takes him again to a still pond. He says, "Look, you're a tiger. You look like me." And Campbell says, it's like meditation, yoga, the stillness of the water. And that's what people need to do. They need to learn to quiet their mind, to see who they are, what their life is about, and live that authentic life. And Solzhenitsyn used the term self-induced healing. What do doctors say? Oh, you had a spontaneous remission. I guess we call it a miracle. So you don't learn from the patient. But Solzhenitsyn talks about a rainbow-colored butterfly as the symbol for self-induced healing. You get your life in order. You transform. You rebirth, born again. I mean, a lot of expressions we use. And it's, again, water plays a role in so many religions, the cleansing and coming out and being a new person. So what I've seen is when people literally start living the life that they want to live, what feels right, not what was imposed on them, they don't die when they're supposed to. I mean, many have the disease disappear. Others, will live 5 years instead of 2 months. But the body Well, again, a line from a poem by John Updike, Your Body Loves You. The poem is about how we're able to heal. You know, a scab is a beautiful thing. Say.
So I have a quick question, Bertie.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. When you're telling these stories, what comes to my mind is, what's the difference between denial and acceptance?
Well, I would say, what is the difference between denial and acceptance?
Mm-hmm.
Was that your question?
Please, yes.
All right. I mean, acceptance is acceptance of what is wrong with me. Say, what is going on in my life? But I don't accept what day I'm going to die, if you understand what I mean.
Got it.
And we know from statistics that deniers do better than hopeless.
Right.
You see, so there are gradations. But to me, and what showed up years ago was the fighting spirit. In other words, the quality of survivors and their personality, they did the best. Deniers, I think, were second or third. You know, and then at the end, were hopeless and helpless. But doctors don't know how to talk to people. See, that's another problem. We're not trained to communicate, so we can kill. See, if you write the word words with no space between them, it becomes swords. And I've learned that doctors can kill or cure with their words. Let me one more quick example, if I can. Doctors are giving the same chemotherapy. Begin with the letters E, P, O, and H. One calls it EPO. The other turns it around, calls it hope.
Yes.
And more patients respond.
Yes. Tell me, Bernie, I'm reading through your book. You know, when you've talked a lot about, in fact, the consistent theme of your stories here of patients, you know, who are going through a devastating diagnosis and, you know, however you put it, it's a devastating diagnosis. And yes, it's nice. This is all well and good. We have to develop a survivor's attitude and personality. But how do you develop your ability to laugh and love in the face of, you know, like, you know, the C word? You know, we call it the C word. It's threatening, it's scary, and it could be any word in your life, any devastating collapse of life as you know as it is. How do you develop that inner spark? How do you reach in? What can you share with that?
The problem is I get back to what you were talking about before I came on. If you don't grow up with love, it doesn't happen. You have to have self-esteem and self-worth.
Yes.
And that's why the parents and teachers and clergy and doctors, all the authorities are so important to us. They need to give us what I call mottos to live by. How do you survive difficult times, you see? I mean, my mother's comment when you had a problem was, God is redirecting you, something good will come of this. Norman Vincent Peale's mother said to him, Norman, if God slams one door further down the corridor, another will open.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're brought up with love and with hope and how to deal with adversity, things happen. Let's see what the future will bring. You don't start, you know, seeing it all in a negative way. It's how can I take responsibility? How can I participate? That's a minority of people. I send 100 letters to people with cancer, 30 years ago?
Yes.
Saying, you want to live a longer, better life, come to a meeting. Now, these were patients from my office. I knew all of them. I expected hundreds of people to show up, bringing their friends and family. And less than a dozen women came. So, again, when you say, you know, people smoke, they're overweight, they eat the wrong foods, because they're not loved. They're addicted to pleasing themselves in unhealthy ways.
And one of the things that you mentioned is the
support
of your family and loved ones. Sometimes, you know, you're thrown in the pits. As a psychiatrist myself, I know we see people like they are thrown in the pits of, you know, low self-esteem or feeling sorry for themselves. And, you know, it's hard when you're down in a bottomless pit to get you out of the pits of hell, I call it. And you need a helping hand. And that's why you talk a lot about in your book to develop relationships of love and affection with everyone, comradeship, I mean, compassion with everybody in your life. You never know which stranger is going to come.
And it doesn't have to be people. You can have a dog, and studies will show you'll live longer. People who in a nursing home who took care of plants versus having their room decorated live longer, many years longer than people across the hall who were told we're decorating your room. You don't have to take care of the plant. So, again, what makes our life meaningful? See, when I said our body loves us, think about Monday morning. Heart attacks, strokes, suicides, and illnesses. You get up hating your life. Your body says, I'll do you a favor. You don't have to go to work today, or you won't have to even go again. We'll die today. So your body thinks it's doing you a favor by getting you sick, because now you don't have to go into this life. But if you get up every day, with relationships and connections and meaning and love, your body does everything it can to help you. And it's communicating with genes. This is all science.
Yes.
Genes don't make decisions. You see, you have twin sisters. One is a sweet kid, internalizes anger, makes mommy and daddy happy. The other one's a little devil who's doing her thing. Guess who's more likely to get breast cancer? Yeah, the good girl. So, again, our inner chemistry. But most importantly, for those listening, this is not about guilt, blame, and shame.
Right.
I'm not saying it's your fault, but look at your life. You know, I was accused of blaming patients when I'd say, what's happened last year or two in your life? I mean, talk about psychiatry. Carl Menninger, when my first book came out, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, I sent it to him to read because we had become friends. And he wrote back saying, I was just going to write a book called 12 Hopeless Cases. These were 12 people, all of whom are supposed to be dead, who are perfectly well today, but I'm not going to write it because you did. And you see, that's what I learned. Psychiatrists, psychologists, were dealing with the emotions and seeing the benefits of helping people straighten their lives out. So when I wrote articles and sent them to medical journals, it came back saying it's interesting, but it's inappropriate. I sent it to where it was appropriate. It came back saying it's appropriate, but it's not interesting.
Even my work with drawings.
I mean, no medical student is told Carl Jung interpreted a dream and diagnosed a brain tumor.
Yes.
You know, so we need to communicate and listen and talk. And one more point. When you said, you know, how do you deal with a devastating diagnosis? What I say to people is, how would you describe what you're going through? The words they use are about their life. Failure, roadblock, draining, confusion, turmoil. So when I said to a woman, where does failure fit your life? She said, my parents committed suicide when I was a child. I must have been a failure as a child. Now, what got her to talk about this? Her cancer. And then she changed her life and began to develop relationships and meaning in her life.
You know, before we go to a commercial break, I just want to jump in because I have a sign on my wall here in my office where it says the physical is the symptom, the emotion is the problem, and the spiritual is the solution. And for years, you know, I've been writing and talking about the body-mind connection.
Mm.
And God bless you because, you know, I love you because you support this and it's so important because people think, and a lot of doctors are told by oncologists, it's a separate entity. You have it, you have it, you can't deal with this. But if you deal with this, not only nutrition and diet, but also on an emotional level, psychotherapy, psychologists, et cetera, dealing with the past issues, dealing with the inner child, I've seen a lot of healing.
Right.
Well, it's time for us to go on a break, Vijay. I hear the lovely music, so maybe we'll hold on for a couple minutes and we'll come back with the famous Bernie Siegel.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live. live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Vijay, and we have a wonderful, inspiring human being here with us who's our guest, Dr. Bernie Siegel. Many of you may know that he broke Dr. Siegel, or Bernie as he likes to be called, broke new ground with his book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. He inspired, you know, thousands, if not millions of people, and the powerful role how the mind can play in fighting illnesses. But now with his new book, and he's written a number of books, but his release of the latest book, Faith, Hope, and Healing, he's talking about inspiring lessons learned from people living with cancer. And I guess what we are learning from you, Bernie, is that how these lessons can now help and inspire people who don't have an illness right now, but we're all
right.
going through the stress of living, the day-to-day living. How can the stories of, you know, if you haven't been in touch with a chronic illness, but I'm pretty sure all of us at any one point of time have had, dealings with people, our parents or grandparents or, you know, relatives or friends who've had a threatening illness like cancer or an autoimmune disorder.
You know, we're all wounded in one way or another. It isn't
yes.
just a physical illness. And I always love popping my book open when we're talking. The unconscious knows what page to turn to.
Page 127, right.
It says, life's difficulties are what teach us to grow as human beings. So I call life a labor pain, see? And no matter what your troubles are, yes, you read the book, because whatever your trouble is, you can substitute it for the word cancer and learn how to help yourself. And if you see it as giving birth to yourself, then it doesn't hurt as much, see? It's a labor pain. And this was a woman comparing, you know, the treatment for cancer and what it did to her to giving birth to her child. So
Yes. The
9 months of pregnancy and labor were worthwhile, and so was the treatment. Because one case you give birth to your child, and the other you give birth to yourself. And the other
that's
is
a very
that
powerful story. And you lead people in the book, Faith, Hope, and Healing, with very ordinary stories. These are ordinary people, you know, becoming
right.
extraordinary human beings in every walk of life. I love the analogy used with a woman going to yoga and even lying on the yoga mat, the Savasana pose, you know, the dead man's pose, and she's feeling the comfort of the cold floor, but it's warm and nourishing to her body. And then you talk about sailing and the analogy of symbolism of water and how to fight the natural elements. And you talk about, you know, surrendering and finding the courage within to deal with the unknown. So this is a wonderful book that, you know, you deal with just every instance of life, from birth to death to how we can draw inspiration from whatever circumstances.
Well, let me add something, because if, as a therapist, say, if somebody came in with a problem and you said, what do you do when you're hungry? They say, I go get something to eat. Right, you nourish yourself. So what I'm trying to teach people is, don't get depressed about being depressed or whatever your problem is. Say, what do I need to do to nourish myself and my life because of this event and how I'm feeling? Then
hold that thought for a second,
because
we have a caller from Anita from West Virginia, Dr. Vijay.
Hello, Anita. Can you hear us?
Hi.
Anita.
Yes, good morning. And
good morning.
I have
thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yes.
We're here.
I have such respect for Dr. Siegel and his work, and I have a question about medication and the use of antidepressants. Do you feel like you should, one should just stay away from all of that?
Can I add something a moment?
Sure.
Please,
I'm not a psychiatrist, but I got an ad canceled by Sandoz Pharmaceutical Company because in the New England Journal of Medicine, it said, I'm depressed, I can't cope, I went to see my physician, he prescribed an antidepressant. And I wrote them, and I said, you know, my family's killed in a plane crash, so I'm depressed, and all I get is a prescription. And I think that what we need to look at is treating the person and their experience. But I'm not against technology. You know, I operate on people, too. I don't say go home and heal yourself. There are times where surgery can be a gift. And so can an antidepressant in an appropriate case. Say, okay, here's something that can help you feel better, get your life in order, and not have to rely on it. But doctors need to ask what is happening rather than say, okay, do this, take that. So it isn't a mechanical response.
I agree with that. I second Dr. Siegel's opinion, Bernie's opinion, because I am a psychiatrist. I've been a psychiatrist for many, many years. And this is a question that we are asked, that you just do a prescription for an antidepressant. But, you know, as a patient, as an individual, you can pull in your resources. Sure, you may have to take, in some instances, the medication for a while, but it is not a death sentence or, you know, for life. And you can try to have other, you know, options of trying to get over your depression, you know, relaxation. And I talk a lot about it in my book as well, and Dr. Siegel talks about it in his various books, you know, to take a look at yourself, to reflect on your life, to get the support and to feel the love that you can nourish from yourself within, and then to take all the activities like, you know, an exercise routine, you know, going for massages, you know, looking at all the life challenges and how to cope with them. So there are different modalities we can take. It's not just prescription.
Right. And in other words, that's why group therapy, I find, is wonderful, too, because you have what we call the natives helping each other. They're not tourists. Mm-hmm. In other words, if the room full of people all have had the same problem, it's a different experience for each one, but at least they can share with each other. They're not telling you, do this, take that. They're listening to you. Well, Helen Keller said it very well. See, how do you become a good psychiatrist? You learn how to say, in 47 ways. Because Helen Keller said it very well. Deafness is darker by far than blindness. So when people come in and talk for an hour, and I go, they always say, God, you're so helpful. Because they now know who they are and what they need to do because somebody listened. And that's what the support group does. You know, we can listen to people because we've been there. And at the time, you know, when the meeting's over, thank you.
Anita, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. It was an excellent question.
Thank you for bringing him.
Since it's my little spotlight here, out of the whole book, what really hit me, and I want to share a story, your last page on 222 says, I have learned not to chase after and try to save them. A number of years ago when I was living in Florida, I was visiting a very dear friend of mine that was in stage 4 cancer. And we would have a group meeting, and I'm a huge believer of therapy, individual therapy, and group therapy, and group meetings, different 12-step meetings around the world. They're excellent. And I tried to reach out to her, and she said, no, leave me alone. And as I walked out, there was a gentleman. He was a retired minister, and he could see the sadness in my body. He could see the tears in my eyes, and he says, Howard, he turns to me, he says, you need to honor her and respect her. This is hers, and this is what she needs,
right,
and this is what she wants. You need to honor that. And ever since that day, I've taught myself, I carry the message. And I love this sentence over here. If you can be, because people will call me and say, I want to help my mother, I want to help my father, I want to help my brother. And I say, you know, all you can do is carry the message.
Yeah, what I usually say is give them my phone number if I hear from them.
Right.
Because if they
right.
say to me, thank please you. Call them, I say, no. I may even upset them. Oh, he's calling me. I must be really sick. But if they call me, then I know there's motivation.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah, what I call, see, I'm a coach. If you don't show up for practice, I can't accomplish anything.
I love
that. And so when the people come after me, I know they're willing to show up for practice.
Bernie, that's a very interesting point because while at Columbia University and I was lecturing and teaching, and we started seeing natural products that were helping people out of terminal illnesses like cancer. And I've won awards for my team, looking at natural products that were effective in inducing, you know, quality of life and decreasing the cancer load and working together with integrative
right.
medicine like chemotherapy and radiation. But the point being is this, even if you have a natural product with all its, you know, less incidence of, you know, side effects
right.
and working together with chemotherapy, you see the cancer load actually decreasing in many cases. But But if people don't reach in within themselves, and this is with any treatment, if they don't reach in within themselves and want to have that survivor mode and wanting to be coached and, you know, looking at their difficulties, it's very, very hard to help them. And also sometimes you have to deal with family members who are negative. So my question to you is, what do you do with family members who are not supporting of you, who themselves are going through, you know, crisis, looking at your diagnosis and not knowing how to cope?
Well, one is I would refer people to my website, Bernie Siegel, SIEGELMD.com, because there is a list of questions for an immune-competent personality. That's one aspect. And the other is what I have found is I can reparent people. See, you're a therapist, okay? Somebody comes in, you write a prescription, you tell them I want to see you in a week. They don't fill the prescription. They come in late the next week. They don't do a damn thing. Do you cancel their next appointment? No. You say, okay, see you next week, see you next week, and you keep it up for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, they realize, this person cares about me. I must be worth something. That's when they begin to change, and that's what I've learned, so that I keep loving people, even if I don't like what they're doing. And as one young lady said to me, who was suicidal, she said, you're my CD. I said, what do you mean I'm a CD? She said, you're my chosen dad. And that, you know, so I now say this, especially to high school students who are totally depressed. I love you. If you need a father, call me. They go home feeling better. I get few calls, you know, from only the kids who are really in trouble. The others walk out the door saying, you hear what he said? He loves us. And they
That's such a hard word for people to take, that a stranger or your doctor can actually give you a hug. And you talk a lot about that, giving a hug or a smile or just a touch of your hand on another person without even saying anything conveys so much of your, you know, love and compassion for another human being. And that's all we can do sometimes.
Right. I ask medical students as well as doctors, draw yourself working as a doctor. And some of the drawings have no people in them. It'll blow your mind that a medical student draws a computer, stethoscope, you know, drugs, and doesn't put a person in the picture. And most of them show themselves sitting behind a desk with their diploma on the wall. And again, it's not about people. And that's the part, you know, we have to train doctors to understand. This is about people. So I try to empower patients to be what I call characters and respites, see, not a submissive sufferer or a patient, but a responsible participant. So doctors get to know you and treat you differently because of your behavior.
I think that's a very important thing, because we have too much of scientific objectivity can actually make a person blind. And we all have certain ideas about life. But sometimes, you know, we can't see life because we are always seeing within these boundaries. And it's hard to think outside the box. So with this, I want to welcome in our break, and stay tuned because Dr. Siegel will be taking more questions. This is the final segment of our show. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. Vijay, Dr. Vijay Nair, and Dr. Howard Piper, Dr. H, fabulous guy. I love this guy, Bernie Siegel. I have one question to ask you before we don't kick you off. We'd love to have you on our show again. And we're also going to ask the question that we talked about at the beginning of the show for our answers. The question is, and you can help me with this, how do you have the patience and tenacity and the energy to continue doing this? There are so many times that I say, no one's listening. I'm out of here. I'm just going on my motorcycle and just ride away into the sunset. How are you capable of doing this?
And well, there are two things.
Answer in a minute or 2 minutes.
One, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross helped me many years ago when I was angry at all the things I couldn't fix and cure. And she said, Bernie, you have needs too. So I'd say, don't forget that. Live the sermon. You know, what you advise people to do, do for yourself. The other is that if you grow up with love, you're a multiple personality who has a child within and other characters. And they keep you laughing and joyful, and you're not worried what other people think about you or do, because that's not what your life is about. You feel comfortable with yourself. And I say those two things can sustain you, taking care of your needs, not burying your feelings, which I used to do as a surgeon, and also letting the child in you out. So all through the day, you end up laughing, and that heals you.
Like right out of Norman Cousins. That's
yeah.
What he talked about.
I mean, laughter, you know, you see, this has become scientific now. American Psychosomatic Association,
right.
Cancer
right.
Patients who laugh live longer. And all you have to do is laugh. You don't even have to read anything funny or be told a joke. Laugh every 3 hours. You'll feel much better.
You know, that's very interesting. A lot of research is done now on the laughter, as you say, and, you know, people who suffer with chronic anxiety, anger, and depression,
right.
They may have multiple psychological problems, and they're all linked to heart disease and gastrointestinal
yep.
troubles. But when you laugh, you release a lot of good hormones, and that will help you with your emotional uplift and emotional distress. In fact, in India, and I'm sure there are other countries too, they have laughing clinics.
People
just laughing
support groups. Yeah, and you know, classes in that, and absolutely, that makes all the difference in the world. And the other is for people to accept their mortality. We're all here for a limited amount of time, so don't give your power away. Enjoy your time. As Woody Allen had two guys talking, one is depressed, the other says, "What are you doing Saturday night? I'm committing suicide. How about Friday night?" And you know, I say to everybody, live today, live your Friday. If you enjoy it, you know, Saturday, you can repeat it. Don't get depressed about the future because you don't know the future. Live in the moment.
Wonderful. What a wonderful way to end our conversation. We would love to have you back on again, please.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Bernie.
All right.
And,
bless you both.
We look forward to seeing your book out in the stores very soon.
Okay.
I mean, it's all in the stores.
Thanks.
We hope more people will go and get it and learn to live a life of passion and compassion and, you know, love and laughter, and crying and tears listening to all the stories and hearing about your patients who survived and how they became the survivors and warriors of life.
Let's give his website again. It's Bernie Siegel, SIEGLMD.com.
So now we're going to go into the next segment. This is the question. This is a question you've been waiting for. The listeners who have the correct answers will receive free copies of my book, Prevent Cancer, Heart Attacks, Strokes, and Other Deadly Killers. And the question for you is, what is the name of Dr. Bernie Siegel's new book? Again, the question is, what is the name and title of Dr. Bernie Siegel's new book that we were discussing on the show? So that's the question, and you can call in the 1-800-517-7606. That's the line that there's a team waiting there to take your answers and to give you your free book. Or you could email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. So please send in your suggestions and also your comments and, of course, the right answers to win your free copy of your book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers.
So, Dr. Vijay, shall we tease our listeners of who we're going to have next week?
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful to know the number of guests that we're having and what you can look forward to. And please don't hesitate to ask your questions and comments that you may have for your guests to cover during the show. Go ahead, Dr. Hitch.
Okay. I love it. It's not, people think it's H, it's H.
I've got this strong accent that I have to deal with.
It's that Brooklyn accent of yours that throws it off.
So. Oh, yeah, I bet.
This is actually a good combination where Bernie was coming from with his book. Next week, we're going to have John James called The Grief Recovery Handbook. I'm a huge believer that we need to go through a grieving process for any type of changes, any type of behaviors, loss of illusions, relationships, divorces, you know, people passing on. But John has, in complete recovery from grief can have a lifelong negative effect on the capacity for happiness. There's that happiness again. There's that acceptance again. There's that forgiveness again.
You're going to find that this is a recurring theme, and a lot of people are in denial that there's any, you know, that they can actually look forward to happiness in their life, you know, given all the stress that they're living in or coping for someone with illness, or you yourself are suffering from illness. But this is a very real thing, and you have a number of people here. This is a recurring, I think it's like a, Dr. Hitch, wouldn't you say it's a recurring human, condition? You know,
Absolutely. How
do we look for happiness in such a stressful life that we lead?
And the problem is that we're not taught how to go through a grieving process. We're shielded against it. So we go into this denial. And that's why I asked Bernie the question between denial and acceptance, because there's two different factors. For us to be willing to go through forgiveness and go through this recovery process of grieving is we get to the place of acceptance, we get to the place of loving ourselves and loving others. And I think it's almost time for us to go off the air, isn't it?
Well, we have a couple minutes more, and I just again want to thank all our listeners for sending us their wonderful questions and encouragement for our show, Kiss Your Life, Hello. We look forward to getting more of your comments and what you think about the show, what we can do for you, and the kind of questions you may have for our guests that are coming. So make sure that you look out for our guests and their bio and you know, listen to the archives, you know, for our past shows. We hope to just have the show as interactive as possible. And Dr. Hitch, we talked about it too, that this show is about giving you options. You have many options that are within the box, but you're going to see we have some extraordinary guests as you listen to our guest, Dr. Bernie Siegel, who has spent, you know, years, decades, you know, looking at life from outside the box. So this is how we want to, like, you know, have people, you know, and ourselves included, Dr. Hitch, myself included, that we want to think about life and life's challenges not from inside the box, but outside the box. And you have to follow your heart.
And this is important. I love that fact. Yes, follow your heart. And sometimes our hearts are closed. And the important thing, I know from one of the main lessons for me in this lifetime is for me to keep my heart open. When I get scared, when I get angry, when I get hurt, I want to close my heart. But if I keep my heart open, and that's what I believe, that Bernie's at a place where he keeps his heart open, we can feel the love and we can give the love out. It's so important for people to know that they have hope, they have choices. Because for a lot of us, it's that, when I talked about this last week, it's just all or nothing. So either we don't deal with it or we deal with it with totally 100%. Life is a balance, and that's that Libra in me looking for that balance. So for us to be able to give people choices is very, very powerful. Now I hear the music.
So we want to end off by saying, you know, our goodbyes, and we love you. Stay smiling and keep breathing. So we see
and
you again next week.
That they love you today, let me be the first. I love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.